Katy Country 94 weather.
Jean Brummer, professional massage therapist at Wakanda Wellness and Massage in Cocker City, wants to say thank you to all of her customers over the past years. With the holiday season here, give the gift of a massage to your loved ones this Christmas with a Wakanda Wellness and Massage gift certificate. And right now you can buy one 60-minute massage and get the second for $10 off. There are a variety of massages available, so call or text now to set up your appointment at 545-6762. And for more info, find her online at WakandaWellness.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Wakanda Wellness and Massage.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 54. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 51. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 46.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne. Stop in the Hair Shop and Boutique 602 in Downs for your holiday needs. Don't miss Super Saturday Shopping this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get 25% off Boutique 602 items, excluding consignments. And there's still time to see Santa. He'll be in the store from 10 to noon this Saturday. Also, don't forget to call Katie and Mandy for your holiday makeovers at 785-454-6670 at the Hair Shop. The Hair Shop and Boutique 602 in Downs open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, evenings by appointment, and again this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday the new Kansas standard issue license plate design, which was chosen by a majority of the public after a week-long voting process that elicited nearly 270,000 votes from Kansans in all 105 counties. Kansans chose a design featuring the Kansas State House dome within a cutout of the state and a yellow, white, and blue gradient black background. It received over 140,000, or 53% of the total votes. It's great to see Kansans' passion for representing our great state, said the governor. Now we can move forward on a design that received majority support and get clearer, safer license plates on the streets as soon as possible. This is the first time the state has allowed public input on the standard tag. Governor Kelly has asked the Kansas Department of Revenue to review their process for selecting license plate designs moving forward. The Department of Revenue is pleased to have a design selected so it can promptly get to work issuing the updated plates, said David Harper, director of the Kansas Department of Revenue's Division of Vehicles. Votes cast with non-Kansas zip codes were removed from the vote totals. The state of Kansas incurred no additional costs for designing the new license plate options or the voting website. Existing contracts with Kansas-based firms covered both. Governor Kelly also addressed the license plate designs that were not part of the voting process but have circulated widely on social media. So many of the designs circulated on social media and sent to my office are beautiful works of art, but unfortunately cannot be used given the strict public safety, printing, and branding guidelines the new license plate has to meet. Kansans will notice that license plates across the country are moving to simpler designs. That's because of law enforcement and license plate reader requirements. Our number one priority with these license plates is safety. That full story and the voting results are posted at KDCountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmond, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Coming up tomorrow, December the 20th, on Wednesday, the State Bank of Downs is having their annual open house from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with refreshments being served. This will be an opportunity for everyone to come in and wish Sonia Miller a happy retirement after over 34 years of service to the bank and insurance agency. The Cloverton Inn concert will take place coming up tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Osborne High School Auditorium. And there will also be a candlelight service at the Bible Baptist Church this Saturday night from 6 to 7 p.m.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Lock, end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Seattle. Smith and Jigba.
That ended up being the game-winning touchdown, the Seahawks over the Eagles 20-17 Monday night. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We look at local sports, a preview of high school hoops sport today. Also wrestling coming up today for one area team. Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week has set a new record at K-State as well as the women's team was in action Monday night. And also some high-interest commitments for quarterbacks in college football. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school basketball continues tonight with Thunder Ridge at Osborne and MPL action on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, and on Z96.3 The Lake. And the Boyd Trojans handle the Trojans have a non-league home matchup against Phillipsburg. Other games in the area tonight have Rock Hills hosting Ellis. Concordia is at Clay Center. Again on KD Country 94, the Osborne Bulldogs hosting the Thunder Ridge Longhorns tonight. The girls game showcases two teams with just one loss. Osborne's 5-1, 1-0 in the MPL after a win at Tescott on Friday, while Thunder Ridge is 4-1 and 1-0 in the league as well. Osborne coach Jason Wilson on what he wants to see from his team, knowing that Thunder Ridge will bring their best.
Anytime you play someone in your league, you're going to probably get their best game every night. You know, they had some success over in their preseason tournament this start to the winter season. So we want to see what we got to work on offensively and defensively to put them in situations that they're going to be uncomfortable and gives us a chance to excel. Both on the offensive end and the defensive end.
Gracie Reiner's been leading Osborne, averaging 23 points a game through the first six games, and Thunder Ridge coach Darren Grauerholtz gave his thoughts on defending Reiner.
We better know where she's at. She's going to be a real tough one for us. We just can't get behind too far and play catch up. It's just going to be tough. So we got to stay on top of it early and know where she's at defensively. We might have to throw some junk at her just to see if we can slow her down. So she's going to get her points. We just got to maintain it at the low level.
Following the girls' game, the 5-1 and 1-0 Osborne boys face 2-3 and 1-0 Thunder Ridge. Coverage for tonight's game begins with pregame around 5:50. Girls tip off at 6. The boys will follow. I'll have the call on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. On Z96.3 Through the Lake, the Blue Trojans host the Phillipsburg Panthers. The Trojans are 3-2 on the season on the girls' side, while Phillipsburg comes in at 4-2. The Lady Panthers lost a lot of talent from last season's team that finished third at state, including Taryn Sides, who's playing at K-State now. But Beloit coach Shauna Remus knows they're still a solid team.
I'm excited to not have to try to scheme against Taryn for sure. So they are a different look, and we'll see what they have. I mean, they've got kids that have been in big, big games, so it's not like they don't have any experience.
Following the girls, the Beloit boys look to stay unbeaten as they're 5-0. Phillipsburg is 4-2. This is one of two games this week for the Beloit boys as they'll have Riley County Thursday as well. Their coach Ryan Eilert is happy to have a couple more opportunities at home before the break.
Happy to have those games. I think having a break would be too long not playing next week. But, you know, we've had two home games with great crowds. I'd like to have two more with great crowds. And you know, these guys, they put a lot of time and effort in, and they enjoy seeing a lot of people in the stands. And so hopefully we can get a lot of people there and play well and give them a reason to come back.
Wade Gershon will have the call tonight with Bullitt and Phillipsburg on Z96.3 Through the Lake at the Bullitt Trojan Channel. Girls pregame at 5:50, tip off at 6, and the boys game will follow. Also today, the Bullitt Trojan wrestling team has their final competition of the first semester. They'll be at Republic County Holiday Duels in Belleville. Things get started at 12:30 this afternoon. For more on high school wrestling, you can catch our final locker room chats of the first semester with coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center around 5:15 tonight on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. In college hoops, K-State center Ioka Lee was named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Co-Player of the Week on Monday. She had a season-high 36 points on 15 of 17 shooting, and K-State's 79-53 win over North Florida on Saturday, helping K-State move to 10-1. The Wildcats were back on the court Monday night hosting Oral Roberts, and Lee hit another milestone.
Lob coming for Lee, knocked away on the weak side by Jones, who saves it back in. It goes right to Lee, and she hits the jumper, and there it is, the school record for double-doubles.
Lee finished with 24 points and 21 rebounds, surpassing Kendra Wenker and registering her K-State record 53rd career double-double, helping K-State to a 102-59 rout of Oral Roberts in Manhattan. Three others were in double figures. Gabby Gregory scored 16. Ziana Walker added 14. Gisela Sanchez scored 13. As 12th-ranked Wildcats are now 11-1, and Oral Roberts dropped to 6-4. All four of their losses have come to Big 12 teams in the non-con. Other college sports notes, it appears that USC has found their replacement for quarterback Caleb Williams, who's headed to the NFL draft. Former K-State quarterback Will Howard is reportedly committed to Lincoln Riley and the Trojans. Howard announced he would enter the transfer portal shortly after K-State's regular season came to a close. He threw for a K-State record 48 passing touchdowns, finished his final season in Manhattan with 2,643 yards, 24 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Howard has 1 year of eligibility remaining at USC. Also, Matt Rhule got a big commitment at quarterback for Nebraska on Monday. Five-star Buford, Georgia native Dylan Raiola announced his intent to be a Husker on Monday. He's the son of former Nebraska All-American lineman Dominic Raiola and is rated the number one quarterback and number two overall player in the country by 24/7 Sports. Raiola had a long list of offers, but ultimately chose Nebraska over staying in his home state with Georgia. Finally, in sports, as heard at the beginning of the sports cast, the Seahawks picked up a big win over the Eagles in Monday Night Football in Seattle to keep their playoff hopes alive. Philly held a 10-0 lead late in the first half when the Seahawks got on the board with a field goal before halftime. Jalen Hurts put the Eagles up 17-10 in the third with the second rushing touchdown of the night, but the Seahawks got another field goal 5 minutes into the final quarter, took their final offensive drive 92 yards and 10 plays as Drew Lock hit Jackson Smith and Jigba on a 29-yard touchdown pass with 28 seconds left to put the Seahawks up 20-17. Three plays later, Julian Love intercepted Hurts to seal the win. The Seahawks are now 7-7, while the Eagles are 10-4 and tied with the Cowboys again atop the NFC East. You can find the full playoff picture at NFL.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.